Hi Tony, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Apart from this croaky voice, which will not go away, but that's another story. Christmas is coming.
Yes, I love Christmas, even though I don't celebrate Christmas, but I love it. I
was
love
going to
it.
say, it's one of the many I mean, without going too deeply into it, it's one of the many festivals in this country, and of course it's the oldest one for this particular country, because we now have other festivals from other groups that have come to this country, and they you all celebrate your different things. What, for instance, do you celebrate? Just as a curiosity.
Yeah, no, I do Eid. So we do celebrate Eid after, especially after the month of Ramadan. So yeah, but for Christmas, it doesn't matter where you're from. In the UK, we love having Christmas dinner. We love getting the family together, and that's what it's about, really, isn't it?
I think
Everybody
that's the
coming
case,
together, the kids enjoying themselves, and that break as well, school and work, you get a few days off as well, don't you? So it's really. That's what I love, the kind of togetherness.
I mean, you don't need to be religious to enjoy and celebrate what happens at Christmas. I mean, for those that are religious, yeah, they do, you know, it is taken very seriously, and that, and it's just one part of many religions that are now in this country. But the actual festival itself of Christmas, the sentiment behind it, as you've said, is it brings everybody together. You know, you eat, drink, and be merry for a couple of days and forget the trials and tribulations of the world.
Yeah, no, and that's what I like about it. Visit people that you've never probably seen for a whole year, so that's quite nice as well. And the I hope it snows this year. So I love snow. I love a Christmassy
Well, we
snow.
can but hope, can't we? It may well get colder, but the way things are at the moment, it's more likely to be wet, but who knows? Anyway,
True.
the things that, I mean, as always, the program is full of all sorts of bits and pieces that take place in the run-up to Christmas. What have we got?
Yeah, this is Tilgate Park's magical Christmas. I love Tilgate Park. I'm so proud of Crawley, and I'm so proud of the parks that we have. So this is at the Walled Garden at Tilgate Park, and it's Winter Wonderland. There's going to be a Santa in his grotto. There's going to be some adventures. There's going to be entertainment by a theatre group, I think. So I think it's just amazing that we've got the Tilgate Nature Centre, and Tilgate Park as a whole is just amazing. So this is for the family again, and it should be a brilliant day. And it's the 2nd to the 3rd of December, then 9 to the 10th of December, and then 16th to the 22nd of December. And it all starts at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it's like a whole day, really, isn't it? It's a whole day of fun and activities and everybody to get involved. But I love that Winter Wonderland. I love it.
Yeah, there's some Christmas stories in there as well, apparently. This is my theatre's Christmas stories. I love that idea of getting Christmas stories. Going back, actually, when we were talking just at the beginning there about what you actually celebrate, I mean, you guys actually get involved in all of this stuff. I think, because there are many, as I say, there are many different religions all celebrating at different times of the year, and I think everybody should enjoy everybody else's celebration.
Yeah,
It'd be
definitely.
absolutely wonderful.
I mean, we do. We get a lot of people. I mean, sometimes my friends even have fast with me, and they come, you know, give me a box of sweets when the Ramadan is done. They, you know, sometimes come and knock on my door and give me something or something. I think this world, we only live in this world for a certain amount of time. Just enjoy each other's company, you know, appreciate each other, care for each other, have empathy towards each other. It doesn't matter what
And
religion you
enjoy the
are, to be
customs.
honest. Yeah, enjoy the customs and enjoy the colors that we have, and when we dress up and all sorts of things. Just enjoy life as a community, really.
You're talking about the Tilgate Magic Park, Tilgate Park's Magical Christmas. There is actually a website for this. I've just found it. It's tilgateparkchristmas.co.uk. So anybody wanting more details on it, and you've given out the dates quite well on that. Anybody wanting more details about what's on, and if you want to plan your visit and you want to see some pictures, that's the place to go. It's tilgateparkchristmas.co.uk. Where do we go to from there?
Well, we've got the Apple Tree Centre in Ifield on the 16th of December from 11 to 3 p.m. You've got Family Fun Day. And we've just discussed this, togetherness, get families together. But this is kind of aimed at young people as well, actually. So 4 to 16-year-olds. And it's mainly about getting together and seeing what activities are in Crawley. Sometimes we kind of miss what's going on, what's available. So this is going to give you different ideas, and different organisations are going to be there and to say, look, these are the things that are happening in Crawley at the moment, the activities. There's going to be arts, craft, music, a bit of sports. So I think it's just something that everybody will enjoy. But I do like it that it's aimed at young people, 4 to 16-year-olds. Sometimes they don't have that variety or things to go to, really. So this would be excellent for them. And it should be really good. So it's the Apple Tree Centre in Ifield Avenue.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking to these guys a little bit nearer the time about this specific day, because there's a lot more behind it than you've just said there. I think the aim here really is to try and get more people from the Crawley area involved in local stuff, because in lots of ways, Crawley is one of those places that's got various different areas. There's Tilgate, there's Southgate, there's Northgate, and and various other places, and they're almost like individual little villages with a town centre stuck in the middle. And you've said this one is actually at the Ifield Centre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Ifield Avenue, Apple Tree Centre. Apple Tree Centre. And I think that's, you've made a really relevant point there. Sometimes you do think that things are disconnected, like you don't know what's going on in Bewbush or Broadfield or Furnace Green. So this will actually bring everything to kind of together and say, where are the activities for the youngsters and for families to attend? So I think that's quite nice, isn't it? That's quite nice to have that in one place.
It's on from 11 till 3 on Saturday the 16th of December. But what makes it even better is there's a free bus service going around for this one as well. You'll be able to get details of this if you go to crawley.gov.uk. There's detail there, but there's a free shuttle bus that's going to start from Broadfield Barton North, going through Maiden Bower, Three Bridges, Crawley Bus Station, Ifield, back to Crawley Bus Station and back to Broadfield Barton North. It's a free metro bus that's going to be running to get you there. And also there's some details about food as well. It's if anybody is interested and sees a thing about HAF, a HAF program, it is Holiday Activities and Food Program. There's a lot to do with this, and there are codes that you can get. So if you check out ukharvest.org.uk/fun, you can get all of the information you need about this event, or come back to us on Susie Radio in a couple of weeks' time. We'll be talking to the organisers of this particular event a little bit more about it. But it does look like a really good one in trying to get people together, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's so amazing. I think it's really good. And, you know, when Crawley needs to step up, it steps up really well, actually. You know, so you're talking about the transport and how that's, you know, that's accessible. It's a good resource. You know, some people can't afford a bus fares, and the cost of living is just going sky high at the moment. So it's kind of nice that that is happening and everybody can get together. I think it's a brilliant idea. I'm going to pop along, so...
it really does look interesting. As I say, we'll try and get some more information about the food element of this when I talk with them in a couple of weeks' time. But keep your eyes open on this one, because it's I think it's going to be a good one. We also, as we're talking young people, we've got a business fair for children, haven't we?
Oh, I love this. I love this idea. I wish I'd thought of it. So this is about, it's about 7-year-olds to 17-year-olds. And it's an opportunity for them to learn. And maybe if they've got business ideas, to discuss it with other people there. And also the idea of making your own money. Because sometimes money is thought of a very dirty word, isn't it? Sometimes you think about, but I think that's what makes the world go round, really.
Money,
but I think
does make the world go round.
We're lost. This is brilliant. So it's a children's business fair in Queensway on the 9th of December. And I think I love the idea that if you've got a business idea, and a lot of businesses do start from small ideas, don't they? And I think it's such an important skill to teach the kids as well, actually, about budgeting planning, about what your aims are, about what your objectives are, about where you want to be when you're a bit older. And, you know, business is such a good sector, really, because it just makes your skills a bit more sharper, I think. So I think to give those kids a head start, maybe, and also give them the skills and also signposting them to where they can go, I think it's brilliant. Children's Business Fair, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, again, website for this one, childrensbusinessfair.co.uk. This fair is taking place in other towns as well, Camberley, Guildford and Farnham, as well as Crawley. But there's a piece that says how it works, and very simply, there are five key stages to this. First is invent, second is apply, third is plan, four is build, and five is launch. Now, if you want more details on that, as I say, the website is childrensbusinessfair.co.uk. Go take a look at that. But it comes to Crawley on Saturday, December the 9th at Queensway. And I think that one may well be one to watch for our younger members of our communities.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. And, you know, I love this this month's session because it's about for everybody. So families, for kids. And, you know, we need to really think about the young people in Crawley and give them the opportunities and a voice, really, because they're the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting one. There's so much stuff on, if you care to actually go look at it. I know you've got some other stuff, but I've got to mention this. I have to mention this. This is carol singing. It's a tradition with Christmas, and it's for St. Catherine's Hospice, who are going to be in the town centre fundraising for the fabulous work that they do as a hospice on the 9th, 10th, 16th and 17th of December. So if you see them about, spare them a copper or two. Is that an old-fashioned phrase?
I love St. Catherine's Hospice. I think it's just such an important part to Crawley, and I think they do a wonderful job. The staff, their dedication, patience, and just that kindness, and I don't think you can beat that.
Yeah. I mean, they say they're going to be out and about. Just if you can, either go sing a carol with them or just stick a couple of coppers in the tin. Every little helps, as I say. What else have you got for us, Pavi?
Oh, yeah, going on the choir. There's a Phoenix Choir at St. Andrew's in Furness Green.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting as well. I can't even say it's Foras Requiem. I can't even say that.
Foray's Requiem.
Requiem. What? Yeah, so is that French or something, Tony? Do you know?
Foray, I'm not sure. He was certainly European.
Okay,
I'm not sure whether he was French or Belgian or German. I'm not sure, but called. It's Foray's Requiem. It's a big, big piece.
Yeah, it's on the 23rd of November between 8 and 9 p.m. I love choirs. I love listening to them. I love that, you know, on the TV during Christmas time, you can listen to them. But yeah, I mean, I don't know much about choirs, but I just love listening to them. But this one's Phoenix Choir, St. Andrew's Furness Green, and it should be interesting. It's something, you know, people that love to listen to, really, and get part of. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you like singing, of course, you can go join them as well. But again, website, and if you want to know more about this event or more about the Phoenix Choir, especially if you want to do a bit of singing, because they're not all serious about all this stuff. It's about having fun while singing as well. It is at phoenixchoircrawley.org. All right.
Yeah,
and,
brilliant.
So there's a lot of stuff. Tells you who they are. There's rehearsals. There's all sorts of bits. And the upcoming events. And say the one in Crawley is Saturday after. Is on the 23rd of November.
Yeah.
And it's at St. Andrew's Church, Furness Green. And well worth a little visit. Yeah, Foray's Requiem is what they're doing. Agnes Day and Paradisum as well. There are loads of things, and I reckon the guys that actually set those names up were out to trip us up.
I think they were definitely trip me up.
Anyway, all of that stuff is on, but Christmas is also a time when you know, people get together with their families. Not everybody's got family, and for some people Christmas is a very difficult time of year. And one of the things we've spoken about here on the program before now is men's mental health, and an organisation called
Men's Share.
Men's Share, We've spoken to Sean Orr many times about what he's doing. He's opened various different groups, one in Crawley, one in Hawley. I think there's one in East Grinstead as well. But anybody with any problem and feels alone or desperate over the Christmas period, do get in touch with them. It's Men's Share Listening Group. .co.uk. I mean, absolutely fabulous stuff. The work of Sean, and I do believe his wife runs an organisation called Women's Share as well.
Yeah, it's just Sister Share. So I mean, we talk about family, we talk about celebrating and appreciating each other, but a lot of people are very lonely as well, Tony. And I think sometimes they can't express themselves, or they haven't got friends or family to go to. So I think this Men's Share and Sister Share, it's a safe place, so you can, you know, however you feel, you can express yourself without people judging you and without people saying, oh, you know, you should be doing this or you should be this and that. So I think these two groups are just amazing, and I think it's so needed these days. I think it's so important that you're not alone, whatever journeys you're going on, health, family, education, work, you're not alone. And you know, these groups, Men's Share and Sister Share, are just brilliant. And go along.
Yeah, so it is Men's Share Listening Group.co.uk, which is, say, well worth a listen and well worth going to talk to if you're going to be alone this Christmas and you're really worried about it, or if you're going to be if you have difficulties in your life, or if you're homeless or whatever, go talk to Men's Share, and I'm sure there's some sort of help that can be found for you there, and say no problems too much of a problem to actually talk about. So one of the serious sides of Christmas, and hopefully, say, brings out the best in everybody to help those less fortunate than ourselves.
You're right, and you know, be kind. It's a season of kindness, so let's be kind to each other.
On that note, I'm going to say be kind. We are going to talk hopefully once more before Christmas. I don't care if you what you celebrate. You can bring the mince pies, Parveen. We will talk hopefully in a month's time about some of the stuff that's going to be coming up in the new year. But for now, Parveen Khan, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.